This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Thursday. Gosh, the week's almost over already. It's already Thursday. And what do we have on tap for today? Obviously, Trump got arraigned. What else are we going to possibly say about that? But today was the arraignment, and that kind of sucks. Well, that'll obviously come up. They're isolating, freezing, and attacking yet another target, and that target should be where? We will talk about that tonight, what that target is, how the communist thinks, how they think about you. We have a Christian arrested for reading the Bible, and a professor claiming children should be exposed to adult genitalia. All that and much more in this very sane country we have now on tonight's world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to do something quickly, because it's important that we're always, you, me, all of us, making sure we're thinking about things the right way, making sure we're in the right mindset. Getting in the right mindset, super important for anything. Now you got a date tonight with your dime. You want to be in the right mindset. Don't be thinking about work or mad because your team lost. Right mindset. You show up to work. I don't want to be here. That sucks. This job sucks. That's the wrong mindset. You're going to have a bad day at work. The right almost always has the wrong mindset when they deal with the communist. And therefore, the right has a hard time understanding what the communist is thinking and why he's saying the things he does and what he's going to do next. Did you ever see any of the old Looney Tunes cartoons? Chris, Michael, you at least know what they are. I know you 12-year-olds are probably... You've seen them? Okay, you've seen them. There's a scene that plays out from time to time in various episodes of Looney Tunes when a chicken, one of these laughing, joking, talking chickens, will be talking to a coyote or a wolf. And the chicken's just talking with them back and forth, and the coyote's talking back to the chicken. But you'll see the coyote start to daydream, and he's looking at the chicken, and soon the chicken goes from being this walking, talking chicken to a delicious-looking piece of fried chicken, because that's what the coyote sees. And the chicken's just sitting there blissfully unaware of how he's being looked at by the coyote. The people on the right in this country are the chicken. We have this arraignment today. We have this indictment news. And we still have people who somehow think that the fact these charges are crazy or ridiculous, that is going to do anything to save Donald Trump, that is going to help it because he's right and he is, he's innocent and he is, and the charges are ridiculous. but you don't understand how they look at him, how they look at you. I'm going to play you the most revealing piece of audio. You can accept this or not, but his name is Michael Fanone. He was a cop, one of those piece of trash cops for the Capitol Police, total liberal activist, leftist activist. And since leaving, he's become an analyst for CNN. What a shock. I'm going to play something for you right now. When I tell you don't go into New York City and protest, it's because I know that you're going to sit in front of a jury of 12 Michael Fanones, and he's looking at you like a piece of fried chicken.
When I first learned about the indictment, I had a long conversation with a friend of mine, Ryan Riley, and I told him how proud I felt to be an American at that moment. Much in the way that I did when I learned that our military had killed Osama bin Laden.
When he heard Donald Trump had been indicted, he felt the same way he felt when he found out Osama bin Laden, who murdered 3,000 innocent civilians in New York City on 9/11, he felt the same. Now, you can roll your eyes at that. You can yell and scream, that's ridiculous, these people are crazy, what's he talking about? All that stuff's justified. Yell, scream, roll your eyes, that's fine. But do understand and accept. That's how these people see you. You're a piece of fried chicken. And the right, because we don't look at the world that way, and I'm glad you don't. I'm glad I don't. Because we don't look at other people that way. We so often struggle to understand and accept that's how we are being looked at. So when I lay things out for you, like when I tell you things like, hey, move, got to pack up and move. But Jesse, I love New York. Man, me too. You got to move. Why? Because it's critical for your future and the future of your children to live in an area where you can have justice from the justice system. Once you wade into an area, a country, a state, a county, a city, wherever it is, where the justice system is corrupted and gone, it turns into a living hell for everybody. And there are endless examples of this throughout history you could go listen to. It's one thing to have crime and criminals in your area. That's something a lot of people have simply accepted about where they live. It's another thing to have the criminals be in the position where their judges and their juries and their prosecutors. The reason I tell you to leave is I don't ever want you sitting in front of a jury with 12 people like this.
When I first learned about the indictment, I had a long conversation with a friend of mine, Ryan Riley, and I told him how proud I felt to be an American at that moment. Much in the way that I did when I learned that our military had killed Osama bin Laden.
I know that hurts. I know you don't look at them. You don't look at liberal Aunt Peggy like she's Osama bin Laden, even though she probably has his facial hair. But that is how she looks at you. That's how she sees you. And remember, she very much sees herself as the good guy. That's part of what makes communists so incredibly dangerous. Have you ever seen Lord of the Rings? Frodo and the little midgets? What do they call them? The hobbits. The little hobbits with the big feet? How they're trying to take that ring to some big scary mountain because the fate of the world rests on them getting that ring in the big scary mountain. And therefore, along the way, they have to do a couple things that are a little morally shaky, do they not? But they do them, don't they? Because it's for the greater good, and the ring has to go in the mountain. The communist sees himself as Frodo. I know that's unbelievable when you look at how despicable these people are. How could they look at themselves as the good guy? I know it's crazy, but they do, man. They see themselves as the good guy. They'll excuse anything. Everything. You want to hear a doozy? Listen to this one. This is from Vince Caglianese. Chris, there's no sound on the soundboard thing. I'm playing it. Chris, since it's not on the soundboard, do you think you could play the sound that I kind of teased and then set up there? But then when I pressed the button, it didn't work. It's a very professional operation around here. It's cut number 7, Chris, in case you're looking for it. Cut 7. Chris, go.
But I can't help but notice the calendar here. Every one of these indictments that's come down, or the superseding indictments from Jack Smith, has always followed very bad news for Joe Biden, whether it is the bribery allegation contained in the FBI's FD-1023 form. The next day, the Mar-a-Lago indictments dropped. Or perhaps it's the collapse of the plea deal for Hunter Biden in that courtroom. The next day, the superseding indictment is dropped. And then this week, we get Devin Archer's testimony about Hunter Biden and the Biden family's finances. The next day, you get the January 6th case. It's always the next day. And I think people look at that and go, well, that can't be a coincidence.
You bring that up to your liberal Aunt Peggy. You give her the dates. You tell her, hey, Peggy, what do you have to say for yourself? March 17th, Hunter Biden admits the laptop is his. March 18th, Trump gets indicted in Manhattan. June 8th, the FBI doc comes out showing Biden, Hunter, and Joe, they were bribed with $5 million. The next day, June 9th, Trump classified documents indictment in Florida drops. Next day. You go down the list. Hey, what about July 26th? The sweetheart plea deal collapses. And then July 27th, additional charges. And you go down the list over and over and over again. You show her the black and white dates. These are dates. You know what Aunt Peggy would do? If you were to show her this black and white information, you know what she would do? Well, what would Frodo do if you told him he was trespassing in someone's lawn on the way to throw the ring in the big scary volcano? He would shrug his shoulders and say, buddy, there are more important things at work here. Don't get in my way with your details. Yeah, I'm glad they did it. That's how they think. And we have to accept and understand that's how they think if we're ever going to tackle these people. All right, we're going to get to them isolating and freezing something and attacking something here in a moment. I want to do just a little bit more on this. Let's first get to estrogen. Do you know why it's in the water? We don't talk about this very much. You know why estrogen's in the water? These women take all this birth control now, and it's got estrogens in it, elevated levels. Well, then they evacuate the water, for lack of a better way to put it, and it goes into the water supply. It is not filtered out of the water supply along with everything else. Now we drink it. We wonder why we've lost half our testosterone in 50 years. Half. What are you going to do, not drink water? You better get on a male vitality stack from Chalk, fellas. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You've got to fight back or you have no chance. CHOQ.com. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Natural herbal supplements. I take a male vitality stack. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack for you or whatever you're looking for. Go look what they have. 35% off subscriptions. Go save some money. All right. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, tomorrow, baby, is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's tomorrow, all 3 hours. You ask me anything, and we take the whole show and we answer your questions. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now. One more thing on the timing, again, the timing of all this and how these people think and why they think that way. March 17th, Hunter admits the laptop is his. March 18th, Trump gets indicted in Manhattan. July 8th, the FBI doc says Biden took a $5 million bribe. Or this is June 8th, I'm sorry. June 8th, FBI document, $5 million bribe. June 9th, Trump classified documents indictment. That's the one out of Florida. July 26th, Hunter Biden gets a sweetheart plea deal, but it collapses on July 26th. On the 27th, they announce additional charges for Trump. July 31st, Devin Archer testifies before the Oversight Committee. August 1st, Trump gets indicted for January 6th. Blatant corruption and coordination between the Department of Justice, which remember is supposed to be non-political, between the Department of Justice and the Biden administration. Black and white corruption. and you show that to liberal Aunt Peggy, and what would she say to you? Well, sometimes that's what you got to do to take down Osama bin Laden.
When I first learned about the indictment, I had a long conversation with a friend of mine, Ryan Riley, and I told him how proud I felt to be an American at that moment, much in the way that I did when I learned that our military had killed Osama bin Laden.
That's what you got to do to catch Osama bin Laden, right? And listen, if it's political, it's because of Trump.
I need one more indictment to ensure my election. That says it all.
It does say it all. And look, he's right about one thing. This is politicized because he is politicizing it.
It's not political for them. Frodo's on the way to the mountain. Frodo's on the way to the volcano. He's not. Look, he didn't trespass in your lawn because he's a trespasser. He's on an important mission trying to save the world. Why are you stopping him? Why are you stopping him? You must be evil. You have to be destroyed by any means necessary. These are the kind of people you're dealing with. I saw this one today. I love this one. Advocates accuse New York City of using migrants as props in a bid for federal money. Well, of course. They're out there every single day filming them, trying to make sure they get all the right angles to make the illegals look like props, look downtrodden, look like they're being abused for federal money. And those are the things you can do when you don't look at human beings as unique, individual, God-created souls. When you look at human beings as if they're just nothing, just cogs in the wheel, just something that can either help me get to Mordor or stop me from getting to Mordor. Whatever, if you're trying to stop me, then you're the enemy. When these people look at illegals, they never care. They never have even a brief moment. We've had this talk before after shootings about how they'll run to the podium right away and try to grab guns. And you can almost see the glee in their faces now. They have a lot harder time hiding it now than they used to. They're not down about the shooting. They're not trying to stop the next one. They're freaking thrilled. Why? That shooting just gave them an opportunity to fast forward closer to Mordor than they were before. It's great. Chris, these are great Lord of the Rings references. Yeah, they are. Have you seen the movies, Chris? What do you mean you fell asleep? How could you fall asleep? It's a movie about good and evil. Michael, did you see the movies? The Lord of the Rings movies? Those are classic movies. You have the word. They're not too long. They're not too long. They can drag out a little bit. Braveheart's supposed to be long. Gladiator is supposed to be long. Epic movies are supposed to be long. I will tell you, though, that is what's holding me back. You know, I don't do a lot of movie talk on the show, even though I love the movies, because I don't go to any of this commie trash anymore. But I keep hearing Oppenheimer's good, but I heard it's really long. And I have to say something, and it's going to make me sound like a really bad person, but it's just you and me talking, so I thought this is probably a good time to get it off my chest. Speaking of bad people, we were just talking about the commies. Now we have to talk about me. So one of the reasons I'm not going to see Oppenheimer is I heard they don't focus at all on the actual explosions in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And without those explosions, where are we going to get any action for 3 hours? So if there's no action, I'm not going. But doesn't that kind of make me sound bad? Because no, I want to see the civilians burn. What, Michael? Well, no, I'm sure there will be good scenes with Truman and historic things and stuff like that. I'm sure it's a good movie. I just don't want to sit there for 3 hours and hear people talk. I mean, gosh, if I wanted that, I'd hang out with my wife. What, Chris? It's non-linear. I wouldn't be interested. What are you saying? I'm not a linear person? I'm a linear person. I'm a very linear person. What does that mean, non-linear? I can follow stuff. Oh, the story jumps around in years? No, you're right. That's annoying. I hate when they do. I'm out. I'm already out. Thanks, Chris. That sealed the deal. Now, just save me about $50 because that's what it costs to go to the freaking movies anymore. Except at my movie theater, the one I go to, you can get hot Cheetos with that movie theater nacho cheese poured on the top of it. It's fantastic. I usually wait till it's already dark and then I go get it so I don't have to see the wife's evil eye out the side of her face. All right, quit. The communists are focusing on something, attacking it. And we should take them serious because they are very, very serious. And we will talk about what that is in just a moment. Now, I brought up earlier, that's been a lot of Osama bin Laden talk on the show. Not exactly our favorite person. I love Tunnel to Towers. I love that in the wake of 9/11, when we were all hurting, we all remember where we were, when we were all hurting, Tunnel to Towers decided to step up and do good in the midst of all that pain and anger and anguish. Tunnel to Towers decided, hey, we have Gold Star families now. They're dying. They need help. We have first responders, heroes, who lose their lives in the line of duty. They need help. Their families they leave behind need help. Tunnel to Towers has been helping ever since. And they've been using your $11 a month to do it. Paying off mortgages for widows and orphans, helping out veterans, homeless veterans, injured veterans. That's where your $11 goes. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? It is. T2T.org. T2T.org. Go on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't tell me I don't like the cars, Chris. I like the cars just fine. Yes, I do. I like them just fine. They're not more than fine. They're not more than fine. I heard Guns N' Roses is coming to town next month. We need to find a way. What? What? Why did you make that face? Don't tell me they're old. No, they probably are a little old, I would suppose. It might be like Lionel Richie was. We have to go to Guns N' Roses, but here's the thing, Chris. We don't want to have to pay to go to Guns N' Roses. And this is where, I mean, let's be honest, this is going to be more your area of expertise. Could you find a way to possibly get us some free tickets to Guns N' Roses or something like that? Of course, then I'm going to take your ticket and give it to the wife, and then I'll be a hero and you'll be a zero, but still, that's what I want. Quit. Focus. They're after something. The communists. They have another target. And this is something we brought up before. The Supreme Court. And this is kind of how the system works. And remember how we talked about, I think it was last night or the night before, about, are they working together? Do they work together? Do all these people work together? Is Alvin Bragg, is he working hand in hand with Jack Smith? Is Joe Biden working hand in hand with this governor or that mayor or that? Here's more how it works. The gates of the city analogy, where you're walking in different gates of the city, but you're all heading towards the one big skyscraper in the middle. And so eventually you're all going to get there. That doesn't mean you coordinated to get there. You were just all heading towards the exact same place. It works that way when the system decides someone is the bad guy or in the way or an enemy. You've seen this from Donald Trump. Very early on, they made Donald Trump out to be the Antichrist, not a Nazi, Hitler, Osama bin Laden. They immediately. What happened from there was every communist in America, whether it's just a regular citizen or a media person or a politician or a judge or a DA or whatever, from that point forward, they understood, here is an enemy. It is my job to attack this enemy without end. And so he was attacked and is attacked from every single side by every single thing. If you were an Instagram model, you understood. Because you're in a left-wing industry, you just instinctively understood, I have to attack Trump whenever possible. I've been given a target. That's what's happening right now with the Supreme Court. Because communists don't have any desire, any need whatsoever, I guess I should put it that way, no need for law. They don't care about the Constitution or rules or laws. Those are the things like laws and rules. Those are just things that hold back the revolution, baby. They don't have time for any of that. Because they think that way, they are being shot down at the Supreme Court a lot because they keep trying to do things that are crazy illegal. Wildly illegal, wildly unconstitutional. And so over and over and over and over and over again, those things come to the Supreme Court and they get shot down. Well, communists don't think they're the bad guy. Remember, they're Frodo. If Frodo's on the way to Mordor and somebody's stopping him from getting there, he's the bad guy. The guy stopping him because the greater good means Frodo has to get to Mordor. If the Supreme Court, if I'm a communist and I keep throwing law after law after law after law at the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court keeps saying, nope, that's unconstitutional. Nope, absolutely not. Nope, no way, that's not constitutional. It will never occur to me as a communist to go back to the drawing board and say, man, I guess I'll start doing things that are constitutional. I think from now on, I'll stay within the confines of the law. Those things never occur to the communist. The communist goes back to the drawing board and says, hey, man, this Supreme Court, they're stopping the revolution. They're stopping me from getting to Mordor. Can't allow that to happen now, can we? That's why there's an article out in CNN today. Supreme Court approval ratings are at record lows. As if the Supreme Court relies on poll numbers or public approval. Why'd you get this article? Because the journalist at CNN, Ariane DeVogue or whatever her name is, sounds Italian, she woke up this morning and she knew. The system, the hive mind, has already told her. That's the enemy. The Supreme Court. They're in the way. They're trying to keep us from Mordor. So any opportunity you get, you blast away at them. You're going to see a consistent, constant barrage of attacks on the Supreme Court for years. Anyway, let's move on to a couple of things because we need to clear out some email stuff for tomorrow. Before I get to that, I just have to play you one little clip. You probably didn't hear it today, but Eric Adams was giving a speech, and I just want to caution every mayor listening, congressman, senator, city councilman, whatever the case may be. I know now that you're a politician, you feel like a celebrity. I understand that. Really, that's the appeal of being a politician. How do you become a quasi-celebrity without ever actually accomplishing anything? I understand that. I get it. But it's really important you don't try to act like a celebrity. Because it never comes off well at all.
I'm focused, and one thing I am immune to, I'm immune to hecklers. I've been heckled all my life, as a little boy, as a police officer, as a state senator, as a bar president, as the mayor. All I know is all my haters become my waiters when I sit down at the table of success.
No. No. All my haters become waiters as I sit down at the table. No, no, we're not going to. No, that's a politicians, please. It's just you and me talking here. Let's not do this. All right, let's not do this. You hear Bill Barr on CNN? What a shock.
As a legal matter, I don't see a problem with the indictment. I think that it's not an abuse. The Department of Justice is not acting to weaponize the department by proceeding against the president for a conspiracy to subvert the electoral process.
Which is what Trump's attorneys are saying. And they're also saying that he was just exercising his First Amendment right here. Do you think that's a valid argument in your view?
No, I really don't think that's a valid argument because, you know, as the indictment says, you know, they're not attacking his First Amendment right. He can say whatever he wants. He can even lie. He can even tell people that the election was stolen when he knew better. But that does not protect you from entering into a conspiracy. All conspiracies involve speech, and all fraud involves speech.
It's crazy when you think about Democrat AGs. Remember Eric Holder? Have you seen Eric Holder since he left? Have you seen Eric Holder give a single interview or make a single statement of any kind kneecapping his party or the communist cause? Not one, have you? Not one. I hate Eric Holder, so I would know. I despise Eric Holder. I would know. I've not seen a single thing. I guess maybe he said something behind closed doors, but I haven't seen it. We can't find a decent AG in this country. Trump's last AG spends every waking moment now on cable news trashing Trump and running cover for a completely corrupt federal system. Are we this lacking in a legal bench on the right? Is this where we're at? Because I asked the question. I had Donald Trump Jr. on my TV show last night, and I asked him a genuine question. I said, look, if your dad happens to win again, you go back to D.C., where are we getting the people from? Who's the next AG? That's going to matter a lot. Who's the next FBI director? How are we going to find these people? Because the ones we've been finding, they're not a big help. All right, get to a couple emails because tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. First, let's get to Pure Talk. You know how much Pure Talk takes care of you? It's not just that they're a patriotic company, unlike Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Pure Talk, they care so much about their customers, you may from time to time find that they've added features to your line without charging you any more money. Do you know they do that to you? Pure Talk does that kind of thing. You know, for $20 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, 50% more data, plus a mobile hotspot for $20 a month. Go. Get a Pure Talk phone. Stop funding people who hate you. Get better customer service. Get people who actually appreciate you. And you keep your phone. You keep your number. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I still can't. I'm sorry. I can't. It's too much for me.
I'm focused. And one thing I am immune to, I'm immune to hecklers. I've been heckled all my life. As a little boy, as a police officer, as a state senator, as a bar president, as the mayor. All I know is all my haters become my waiters when I sit down at the table of success.
Oh, gosh. All right, remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Ask me anything. It doesn't have to be political. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, The real reason they're trying to bring COVID mandates back is for the 2024 election. It worked better than they ever thought it would in 2020, and they plan on doing the same thing this time. You know, that's something we don't talk about enough, we don't think about enough on the right, is immediately after the 2020 election, where Democrats swore up and down that it was the safest election, it was the fairest, there were no shenanigans going on, everything's fine. Immediately after the election, where they told us there was no cheating and everything was fine, they tried to pass something called H.R. 1. Do you remember H.R. 1? I remember H.R. 1. H.R. 1, it would have made permanent every single election measure they had put in during COVID and given the feds pretty much all control over the elections. This is why I mock anybody who says there's no cheating. If there was no cheating in the 2020 election, then explain to me why Democrats, their priority number one when Joe Biden took over, was making sure they could run every election the exact same way. Why exactly do you think that is? It doesn't take a genius to figure this thing out. Of course, and listen, as we've talked about when it comes to the COVID stuff and the lockdowns, they're going to try this stuff when it comes to climate. They're already test running these things in places like the UK. You've heard about these 15-minute cities. We talked about them briefly on the show before, but we've talked about them before. You know that's going to come to American cities, right? These 15-minute cities, where essentially, it is what it is. It's East Germany, again. That's what it is. You are locked into your area of the city. You are only allowed to leave and return at certain times and only so many times. This is, of course, to reduce your carbon footprint and cut down on your carbon emissions. And look, I could go into more and more rules about the surveillance state in there, the complete nanny state way they're going to implement things like this. But yes, that's right, Chris. We're talking about you getting home from work. Hey, honey, let's have some spaghetti tonight. Oh crap, we don't have any pasta. Let me run down to the store real quick. I'll go grab some pasta. And you getting stopped on the way. Excuse me, sir. Where do you think you're going? I'm just going down to get some pasta. No, sir, you don't understand. You've already reached your quota today. You've already come and gone once today from this area. This is now an area where you must stay until tomorrow when your carbon credits renew all over again. That's not some creepy movie, some creepy Demolition Man movie in the future. These are things being implemented now. COVID, it was the Super Bowl for these people. It was politicians, bureaucrats, tech billionaires, the elites, the people who run the world. It was their chance to see, to go out and see just how much will the free peoples of the world actually take? How much will they let us abuse them? And the answer was a lot. A lot. Dear Jesse, I have a sister that's a lesbian. She's pro-abortion, pro-LGBTQ, and she thinks men are crap. She's been brainwashed by communist TikTok. My sister showed me a video of a woman that lives in Texas that had a dead unborn baby. She said she's not miscarried, and then in that video, she said that because of overturning Roe versus Wade, she cannot get medical care. Is that true? I haven't studied the law well enough to know. Every single part of that is a lie. No. But this is what I'm talking about. People like your sister, they exist entirely in a world of make-believe, total make-believe. And how do you reach someone like that? He actually finishes the email and says, how do you reach out to people like my sister? Because she gets angry with me when I try to have a conversation with her or how wrong she is. Or should I disavow her? No, don't disavow your sister. Pray for her. Hope she comes around, comes to her senses. And the guy signs it. He said, I'm a welder. Thank you for supporting tradesmen. His name is Nathan. No, you always have hope for family, for blood, right? But this is why it can be so incredibly difficult for us learning when there are people we have to triage, people we have to let go. I don't mean cut off and disavow, but the person who lives in the media bubble with all those lies. The person who believes Donald Trump is Osama bin Laden or anywhere and anything like that, that person who watches CNN all day, they get their news from TikTok, they went to school at NYU, they did that person who exists only in that world, that's a human being that should be treated by you as if they're in a nut house. And I don't mean you have to tie them up and put them in a straitjacket, but the guy in the nut house screaming about how the grapes are falling from the sky and as he's trying to eat his arm, he lives in the same world that your liberal Aunt Peggy does, that your LGBTQ sister does. She lives in a world entirely created. None of it's real. None of what she believes is actually true. And she doesn't have any idea. She, again, she's Frodo in Mordor. Chris, I'm just going to pull that out the whole show. What, Chris? Those are good references. I think that's a good reference helping people understand it. And the movies were not too long. I'll tell you what was too friggin' long were the sorry books. After I watched all those Lord of the Ring movies, I was told, oh, you got to read the book. You got to read the book. And I'm a book man. Remember, I'm a book man. I love books. And I dug into those books. I was so excited. Nice. This will be way better in print form. There's all this weird singing and all this endless singing in the books and made them unreadable. I just started skipping over huge pages and finally I threw it down after about half a book in. I'll drop a book, Chris. I'm not scared. Got Christians getting arrested and Biden doing what communists do. All that and so much more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Easy for me to say. Something else still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show is getting your dog healthy. Get your dog's health right. Have you ever read the testimonials about rough greens? About people whose dogs were suffering from various things, digestive, dull coat, bad breath, whatever it may be, achy joints, and then getting their dog on rough greens, natural supplements, a natural nutritional supplement that you pour on the dog's food. And then you find out from these people that they just watched a change in front of their dog. They go to the vet a lot less. The dogs live a lot longer. Have you tried it for your dog yet? Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse and give it a shot, all right? roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG. Give it a try. You will see a difference in your dog. It's sure helped Fred with his stomach problems. 833-33-MY-DOG. Two more hours still to go. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.